This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
December will bring the last paper issue of Newsweek magazine. Next year would have been Newsweek's 80th anniversary. Technically, still will be, though by then it will be an online-only entity. At that point, its content will become even more closely entwined with the news and opinion website The Daily Beast. Tina Brown merged the two in 2010 and became the top editor of both. This morning, Brown indicated the online shift at Newsweek will mean considerable job losses. Michael Isikoff was a reporter for Newsweek for 16 years, from 1994 until 2010, and he broke a number of the era's biggest stories on its cover. He's now a national investigative correspondent for NBC News. Good to talk with you.
It's great to be with you on a very sad day.
Yeah, no more Newsweek. What do you make of it?
Well, it really is an end of an era. I mean, Newsweek was a cultural, political force and journalistic force in this country for many, many years, for decades. And people have been sounding the death knell for quite some time for the magazine and for news magazines in general. But this does seem to be the end. And it's sad for all of us who were a part of the Newsweek family for many years.
And not to make this too much of an obituary, but what should we remember Newsweek for or remember Newsweek as?
Look, I remember as a kid growing up waiting for the Newsweeks to arrive in the mail and rifling through them and how they shaped my thinking about the world and political events. And then as I became a professional journalist. It was the news magazine I always wanted to work for. I mean, there are just so many sort of shining moments when you look back and say that was really outstanding journalism. You know, it's just very sad.
You were there until 2010, pretty recently. Beyond the usual sort of change in the digital landscape, what do you think happened here?
Well, look, I mean, it is the change in the way people get news. So, you know, it's very hard to compete when people are not used to reading print.
Sure, but Newsweek tried some things, among them a definite turn to the political left. They clearly adopted a more partisan tone as a way of trying finding that,
well,
that
I think,
niche audience.
Look, I can't really speak to what they've been doing in the last couple of years because I haven't been a part of it. But I think that there was a feeling at Newsweek, even when I was there, that opinion journalism was the way to go. And that was a trend and a movement that I was not happy with because it's not where I'm coming from. And so, you know, whether it was the right decision economically, I guess, you know, or whether it would have made any difference is very hard to say. I don't know that the political tilt is what made the difference here.
Michael Isikoff is currently the national investigative correspondent for NBC News, formerly a reporter with Newsweek until 2010. Thanks very much.
Thank you.